Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for the whole world. We should have Yeshua's gedolos from this terrible virus that has been spreading, and particularly for Reb Chaim Yitzchak and Freda Fegalea and many, many, many other names that I'm not going to mention. And this is based on a shir given by Marva Rabbi Tolna Rebbe Shlita. In Parashas Vayikra, the Psukim discuss the three levels of Karban Ola that can be offered depending on a person's financial situation. The wealthy people bring in Olas Behema, brought from livestock. Next level, Olas Ha'of, a bird offering by a person who can't afford to bring an ox, sheep, or goat. The lowest level, a Karban Mincha, a person who can't even afford to purchase a dove. He gets a flower offering. Regarding Ola Sof, the pasuk says, "V'shasa also b'knafav lo yavdil v'hikdir asa koin amizbecha la'itzem asher la'ish ulo yisharech nichoach l'shem." And he shall split it open together with his wings, but he shouldn't separate them. And the coin shall burn on the mizbech, on the wood that is on the fire. It is an ola, burnt offering, a pleasant aroma for Hashem. Rashi says, "B'knafav notza mamish v'lo en lecha hediot shemeriach reach rashel knafayim nitzrof and ve'nafshel katzel alav." With its wings, this refers to its actual feathers. But surely you won't find even the simplest person who, when he smells the odor of burning feathers, isn't disgusted. Therefore, why the Torah commanded they be burned? So the mizbech should be satisfied and adorned with the offering of a poor man. Lo yavdil. He doesn't totally separate into two pieces, rather he tears it from its back. Regarding the bird offering, it says a pleasant aroma. Regarding the more expensive animal offering, it says a pleasant aroma. To teach you that it doesn't matter whether you offer a lot or a little, the important thing is that you're mechaben libo l'shamayim, you direct your heart to heaven. That's interesting that Rashi in his comment and the Medrash, from where Rashi is quoting, they both make the drasha about the foul smell, the burning feathers, and the words lo yavdil. But he shouldn't separate. But it should have been v'hikdir osa koin amizbecha, and the koin should burn it on the mizbech. So what did Rashi see in the words lo yavdil? He shouldn't separate it. Then make that the place that we learn it from. Better from v'hikdir osa mizbecha, because he's talking about the bad smell, the foul odor. Why in lo yavdil? Good question. The next drasha that Rashi cited is from the Mishnah. But there's a difference. The Mishnah says, Amar bolas behema yisherech nechoach, of olas of yisherech nechoach, ubimincha yisherech nechoach, lomar lechechad amar bevechad amam, irovad shiachav in libo l'shamayim. It says regarding an animal offering, a burnt offering, a pleasant aroma. Regarding a burnt offering, a pleasant aroma. Regarding a mincha, a burnt offering, a pleasant aroma, to teach that irrespective of whether one offers a lot or one offers a little, it's equally pleasing in the eyes of Hashem. So when Rashi quotes this Mishnah, he left out the third category of Karban Mincha. So that would suggest that only the Olas Behem and Olas Ofer are equated, not the Karban Mincha. What's Rashi teaching us? Another subtlety about the Ola Self. The Pasuk says the Ola Self is Vim Of, Vim Min Ha'of, Ola Karban Ola Hashem. And if his Karban Hashem is a burnt offering from the fowl, it says Lashem. Only the Ola Self is described as being Karban Lashem. The Ola's Behem and Karban Mincha are Karban Ola. Barbanel Panam Yafas ask, what's unique about the Olas Ha'of and make it Lashem? We see that the Mincha, which is brought by the poorest people, also has the distinguishing characterization. The Psuk and the Pasuk says, V'nefesh kisakrav mincha l'Hashem solasi ha'korbano. When a person offers a korban mincha to Hashem, his korban shall be a fine flour. Rashi says, V'nefesh kisakrav lo nemar nefesh b'chol ha'korbanos nedav ela b'mincha midarka l'snadi mincha ani. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu ma'ale ani olav kilu hikriv nafsho. It doesn't say nefesh regarding any other korban besides a korban mincha. Who usually donates a mincha? A poor person? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I view it as if he offered his soul. So although the karbanos of the lesser two categories are less impressive, nevertheless the Torah assigns special significance to both the Ola Sa'of and the Karban Mincha. You know, they're less impressive. But not yet, it says, that if somebody brings a mincha, he offered a soul. When he brings the olas ha'of, it's Lashem. So even though they're less impressive, the karban mincha and the olas ha'of, the Torah says they're very chashuv. Mincha is he brought his soul. Olas ha'of is Lashem. The Panim Yafis points out that the price of the flour, oil, and the lavona that make up the karban mincha would make this karban more expensive than a single young dove that's offered as an olas ha'of. I don't know what the prices were, but that's what he says. So it comes out that if you bring the olas ha'of, the person who brings the Ola Sa'of might be poorer than the person who brings a Mincha. So if the level of poverty of the person who offers the Karban is the reason why it's considered to have offered his soul because he's so poor, then why that it would say specifically someone brings a Karban Mincha, also a Karban Ola? He also brought his soul because he's so poor. Because it could be that the mincha is going to be more expensive than the ola. So maybe the guy who brings the ola is also as if he brought his soul, because he's so poor. He could be even poorer. So the last question was answered by the Chasam Sofer. He quotes in the name of the Panim Yafis, his Rebbe, and he says that although the ingredients of the Karban Mincha were more costly, they were all potentially available to the poor person at no cost. He could have used flour from wheat that was collected at Leket Shechen Peya. The oil also could have been from trees, from the olives left on the trees after the harvest. The Lavona grows wild, can be collected from Hefker. So we can explain that the poor person who brings a Karban Mincha is considered to have offered his soul because he's giving from the meager supplies that he possesses and that he would have otherwise kept in order to sustain himself. Because this actually belongs to him and he needs it in order to live. And yet he's giving it for the mincha. So it could be the Ola Sa'of costs less, and he's even poorer when he brings that, but here he's bringing what actually belongs to him, that he got fair and square from the Matnas Aniyim, and he's giving it as a carbon, so it's like he gave his soul. The Al-Sheikh explains that the reason why it's the person who brings an ola to Ola Sa'of who is referred to by the Torah as having brought a carbon Lashem is because of the humiliation, embarrassment that he feels when he considers that he couldn't afford an animal to bring as an olas behema. And yet he overcame these feelings, he brought a carbon. So Hashem considers his intentions to be the most pure. And this is a level even greater than somebody who offered his soul. This is a carbon Lashem. He overcame his busha. So this explains why it says Lashem. This is special Lashem. Because he overcame his busha. He wanted to bring a behemah, and he couldn't. So he brought this animal, this oaf. So that shows that he's willing to overcome his busha to bring a carbon Lashem. It's embarrassment. So on one hand, the Torah considers the person who brought a carbon mincha as having offered his soul, because it's understandable that there must have been a significant element of self-sacrifice when he gave away his own food that he received from staka. He could have kept it for another day. But still, a person of similar financial standing who simply sold the ingredients that he got from his leket shicha and pay in the marketplace and used the money to buy an olas ha'of, which is cheaper. So he's praised by the Torah as having the purest of intentions, which is a higher praise than being someone who offered his soul, even though he brought a cheaper carbon. So what's going on over here? When he brought what he could have kept and eaten himself, and he brought that as a carbon, so he offered his soul, so that was self-sacrifice. But a person on the same level also has like a chichen peah, and he sells it in order to buy an olas ha'of. So he's praised as having the purest of intentions. He's Lashem. But he brought a cheaper carbon. So why is that considered greater? So the truth is, it's no lack of fairness. The Torah's deference to the intention of the one who brings an olas ha'of comes from an important nuance in the human psyche. Because even though both the person who brings a korban mincha and the one who brings an olas ha'of are destitute, and they're both recipients of matnas aniyim, nevertheless, there's a big difference. The fact that the one who brings the olas ha'of has the energy to take his meager supplies to the market and sell them to earn some money to buy a dove shows that even though he has not yet seen success, he hasn't been messiahish. Things will get better. So his carbon might cost less than the carbon mincha, but Hashem is happy with his kavana. He's pushing himself to try and achieve, and therefore his carbon has a higher status. The carbon mincha is an offering of the soul. It's hard for him. But he didn't try to sell his supplies and make money. So there's an element of yeyush here. This is it. I have to bring the lowest level carbon. So he's not on the highest level. And maybe that's the symbolism of the fact that Torah commands the kohen to burn the wings of the olas ha'of on the mizbeach. The wings symbolize the intention of the Ani to elevate himself from his difficult situation that's so desirous of for Hashem. Hashem loves that. So therefore Chazal made their drasha about the fact that the wings are burned on the beginning of the pasuk, where it specifies that the wings aren't to be detached entirely. This signifies the fact that the Ani hasn't lost his desire to elevate himself through hard work. So now we understand why they made the drasha about the fact that the wings are going to be burned. On the beginning of the pasuk, where it says the wings aren't detached entirely, because it signifies the fact that he wants to elevate himself. And that answers the kasha we asked at the outset, that when we talk about the foul smell of the burning feathers, it doesn't say it on Vehiktir also akon amizbecha, that Hashem loves this smell, but on Lo Yavdil, meaning don't separate those burning feathers. Because Hashem loves the fact that he's not separating them. He wants to still fly high. According to this, we can also explain that's the reason why Rashi didn't include the person who brings a carbon mincha when he quoted the drasha of Echad Amarbe, Echad Amarbe, Rabat Shechav Nislibu L'Shamayim. Even though Chazal did include him, in order to teach us that even though one can have the proper kavanah when bringing the Karban Mincha, but since there's also an element of Yeyush, it's better to push himself to bring the Olas Ha'of. So Hashem likes that kavanah better, because he's saying, I'm not giving up, I'm trying to better my lot, bring a better carbon. The difference between these two categories of people was pointed out by Chazal in the Medrash regarding the mitzvah of helping the poor. When your brother is weak and his hand falters, don't let him fall. What do you compare this to? To a load on the back of a donkey. When it started to slip, but it's still in place, one person can grab it. But after it falls to the ground, even five people can't pick it up. So we see that Chazal appreciated the difference between somebody who's struggling under his burden and one who already collapsed emotionally. The Pasuk is urging us to help out before the situation gets critical, before he already collapsed. It's much harder to help somebody when he completely fell than when he's still holding up. That's what you got to do. You got to grab yourself when the things are a little bit rough, and don't lose hope. Don't let the whole thing fall. And ain ani ela b'deya, also spiritual poverty. Sometimes, person's down in ruchnias. So you got to hold them before they completely fall. And this way, we can prevent a lot of suffering. And in that schus, we should see the coming of Mashiach. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.